Now have a look at this map of Iranian nuclear sites. There are five routes and directions to consider, each with its own strategic advantages and challenges. Number 1. Israel can fly eastward over Jordan and Iraq to reach Iranian airspace. This is one of the shortest air routes to Iran's nuclear sites. This route avoids the high mountains of northern Iraq, making it more suitable for fighter jets or drones. But the real problem would be to gain permission or tolerance from Jordan and Iraq, which is politically difficult, especially given the fact that Iraq is a supporter of Iran. And furthermore, both Iranian and US have forces deployed in Iraq, so there are high chances of detection. The second way is, Israeli aircraft could fly southeast, passing through or near Saudi airspace, then cross into the Persian Gulf to reach Iran's southern coast. As you may know, Israel and Saudi Arabia share a common interest in countering Iran's influence in the region. So Saudi Arabia might allow or turn a blind eye to the use of its airspace. But then as soon as you enter through the Saudi airspace, you will reach the Persian Gulf. Iran has significant naval capabilities in the Persian Gulf, which will pose a risk to Israeli aircraft. And then not to forget, Iran has placed advanced air defense systems along its southern coastline to protect against airstrikes. Last week or so, Iran has issued warning to Gulf countries and neighbors not to help Israel by giving access to their airspace. The third way is Israeli planes would head northeast, flying over Turkey, then Armenia or Azerbaijan to reach Iran's northern borders. I've always said this, cooperation with Azerbaijan might allow Israeli aircraft or drones to launch strikes from Azerbaijani air bases or use Azerbaijani airspace. But the challenge over here is that the northern part of Iran are mountainous, making it more difficult for planes to maneuver. Then Turkey, Armenia or Azerbaijan will need to cooperate with Israel, which could be politically challenging, especially for Turkey and Armenia. Again, the mission would be known to many parties. Plus, Iran has placed advanced air defense systems along its northern borders to protect against airstrikes. The fourth way is Israeli jets could fly around the Arabian Peninsula, over the Persian Gulf, and approach Iran from south. This is not a good idea because Houthi rebels are here. And then, as I said, Iran has significant naval capabilities in the Persian Gulf, which will pose a risk to Israeli aircraft. On top of that, Iran has placed advanced air defense systems along its southern coastline to protect against airstrikes. And the fifth way is Israeli jets could head northeast over the Mediterranean, fly over Syria and Iraq, then enter Iranian airspace. Israel has previously conducted airstrikes in Syria, so this is a familiar route for Israel. Then Israel has intelligence network in Syria and Iraq, which will provide them real-time data to avoid threats. But then the real problem is both Syria and Iraq have close ties to Iran, making this route highly risky. Syrian and Iranian forces may be on high alert for Israeli aircraft. Then there is Russian military presence in Syria. Any operation involving this route would need to carefully navigate Russian radar systems. So these are the only five ways Israel has to navigate through if it were to conduct an airstrike inside Iran. And I have also explained each route comes with its own strategic considerations and challenges. Now there is another way Israel can conduct airstrike inside Iran. For this, they need the help of United States. As we know, the United States CENTCOM keeps a close watch on the Middle East and Central Asia. And since we know that the US Navy maintains a significant presence in the Middle East, Israel can receive logistical support from America in this region, whether it is about refueling or intelligence gathering. Now, we also know that Pakistan cannot say no to United States. The United States can enter Pakistan whenever it wants, carry out its operations and leave. So Israel can use the support of the United States to enter Iran from Pakistan and carry out its operations. The only problem is United States will have to coordinate military actions between Israel and Pakistan. So these are the six routes Israel can use to conduct airstrikes inside Iran.